1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. This is What's on Your Mind. We ask the question and you tell us. Or you ask your own question, then we're okay with that too. If you want to go to our Facebook or our Twitter account, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to know. One of the things sparking up, of course, the teacher. That's one of the big topics on Facebook. The Bismarck teacher, the Phi-Ed teacher, that has been relieved of duty, at least administratively right now, while they're sorting out the issues of whether or not she had sexual relations with a teacher. And
You don't know the other side of the story.
Well, yeah, we don't know. According to her attorney, we don't know the other side of the story.
Yeah.
Is there any scenario that there's another side of the story that's okay on this? Let us know.
I can't dream one up, but, you know, attorneys have to do what attorneys have to do, and she ought to get her day in court. I agree with all that, but I am outraged and appalled and sickened by this whole endeavor. And you've added a new element in that we now know that there was some exotic dancing in her background. So should she have even been hired in the first place?
I don't think that should make no difference on a character issue for her background.
So we've talked about that, and you've had lots of opinions on that. Steve took after Ted Cruz to start the program saying, this is all a, what did you say, just sort of a charade, a circus, distracting from getting some
farcical.
Other business done?
It, sitting there listening to somebody cite Duck Dynasty, read Dr. Seuss, why? To what
first
end?
Of all,
we all know Obamacare is a joke. We all know it's not going to work. We all know it potentially could ruin this country from a business climate, which it wasn't that long ago that we had no business climate in this country. We're a little insulated here in North Dakota, thank God. But the rest of the country, you take a look at what goes on in Michigan with Detroit and Ohio with the auto industry and a lot of other places around the country. You know, you're very fragile. You're very, very fragile. Even in North Dakota, we're seeing ramifications from our callers going, hey, we've got business owners that aren't hiring any more people because of the threat of Obamacare, that specter.
That's why he's doing what he's doing. I mean, look, Republicans are united in trying to stop Obamacare. The question is, what's the best way to do it? Ted Cruz has one idea. Dominate
holding up
the discussion.
And running on with useless drivel, to me, that's ineffectual.
Well, as some earlier caller said, I think there's been valuable information here, without question. You mentioned green eggs and ham. That was a
you should already know the information, though.
Well, you know, unfortunately, not everybody pays the attention
due diligence
to medicines. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so weigh in on that. Steve says it's a, what is it again, farcical? What's your word?
Farcical. Word of the day. Farcical
and
is the
I
word
think
of the day.
I think it's a contribution to the education on the detrimental effects from a horrible piece of legislation. So glad he's doing it. You tell us who you think is right at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of stories we haven't got to yet. I'll just quickly throw out state health officials are talking about potentially declaring the home of that white supremacist down in Leith, North Dakota, as uninhabitable because he's yet to come up with a plan for installing running water or a sewer outlet into his home. Legitimate concern they ought to worry about, or is this just a way to get rid of someone making the state look bad? I'm cheering on state health officials to tell you the truth in this case because I want this guy to go off the radar. I don't want to talk about him.
I think the residents of Leith are doing the same, too. So,
And you're mad about the latest smoke police victory?
I've never been a smoker, but you know what? I've never supported the fact that you can kick smoking out of a private business such as bars. You know, if I choose not to be around the smoke, I enjoy smoke-free bars. I enjoy smoke-free everywhere that I go. But as a business owner, it's your right to if you want to have smokers, have smokers. If you want to have a place for smokers to smoke, have a place for smokers to smoke. Now, the latest is the Ralph Engelstad Arena up in Grand Forks during UND hockey games. You won't be allowed back in. So if you go out for a smoke break, a lot of people go out during the period breaks to go have a cigarette. If you're addicted to nicotine, that's what you do. You're not going to be allowed back in. It seems kind of a trend at sports stadiums. Target Field no longer allows smoking at Minnesota Twins games after previously having a designated smoking area. Is that going too far?
Well, You think? I mean, it's outside, for crying out loud. I mean, what's next? The moon going to be the designated smoking area? If you're on the moon, you can smoke everywhere else. No. Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoy the 20 feet from a door because there's nothing worse than having to, if you're a non-smoker, having to walk through a wall of smoke to get into the building that you're trying to access. But there should be a place for smokers to smoke. If you're a smoker and you have to smoke, there should be a place that is set aside for you to smoke. Stadiums, if somebody needs to go out and have their nicotine break between periods of a hockey game or during the seventh inning stretch of a baseball game, they should be allowed to do that.
All right. And by the way, we added a new question on our Facebook page, so a lot of these topics are up there. You can weigh in there. Today begins another 40 Days for Life effort. The 40 Days for Life effort is a nationwide effort of prayer, fasting, and awareness to end abortion. And that, coupled with the work of the legislature this year, raises the question, could North Dakota become the first abortion-free state in North Dakota? Do you think that's a realistic goal? I want you to weigh in on that on Facebook or here today on the program.
I'm going to weigh in with Bob from Minot on that one. That's not the place of government. That's where you and I will always differ. That is not the place of government, other than the financial side. That is a religious and
personal conviction. There's a lot of ways these clinics get closed. 40 of them have closed around the country. And some of it is from this effort of just prayer, fasting, and so a lot of ways that it can happen besides government. I'm just asking if folks think that's realistic. I think the efforts of the 40 Days for Life folks nationwide are noble. And by the way, there's only one abortion clinic in North Dakota. It's in Fargo, but folks come from every corner of North Dakota for a 24/7 vigil at the site. Peaceful, prayerful, quiet, respectful, and just simply praying for an end to abortion. That's noble. I'm glad they do it. 40daysforlifend.com if you want to find out more.
We have a former
resident from North Dakota that's going to join us at the bottom of the hour that now lives in Nairobi, Kenya, for more on what it was like to be in and around the mall of that awful slaughter. So all that's coming up. We have full bank calls. Steve's right. Let's get back to the calls here. Todd and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Well, you're talking about the teacher here. I disagree with what she did, but that was her choice, not because of her background. You're saying all exotic dancers are going to have that? That's like saying, oh, don't hire a truck driver because he might use foul language in class, or don't hire an ex-military because he's trained to kill. He might harm a student. I mean, you can't... You look at their background as far as criminal records, but a legitimate job, I mean, legitimate employment, you can't judge by that.
I agree, Todd.
Yeah, so Steve agrees with you. I think it should be a factor. I do. And, I just think it's a character question. And look, in this case, we have a 34-year-old teacher who's alleged to have sex three times with a 15-year-old student as a middle grade. And now, I didn't know this till this morning, but Steve tells me that she previously was a dancer in Fargo. And, I think we possibly have learned a lesson here. Appreciate the call, though. Larry Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Tell us, Larry.
Well, now I got four things while I was waiting. First off, the only reason they're banning smoking up at the Ralph is that's probably the only way the Gophers will play them there.
I don't get that.
I don't think the Gophers will play them anywhere.
Well, the Gophers are yellow.
Not with the Big Ten.
Yeah. But
I'm glad my grandfather's not alive on the farm today because his farm didn't have running water and plumbing in the 70s. And then for the two reasons I called. Steve, I'm sorry to do this, but I hate to tell everybody, you propositioned me this weekend.
I did.
Prove to me you didn't.
All right.
What's the best way for a student to get back at a teacher and destroy him?
But the burden of proof falls on the legal system. The burden of proof falls on the legal system, though, Larry. Your reputation might be a little tarnished going through the process, but you should come out no worse for wear.
So, where would you get your reputation back? It makes the big headlines when you're cleared. It's page 43.
Well, that's a reflection of the media, though.
What you're saying, Larry, is that the explanation, the other side of the story that the attorney's talking about could possibly be that this teacher has been framed. Now, I would assume that the superintendent reviewed all that information. She now, the story today says she got the information on Thursday, reviewed it, and thought it to be credible. Friday forged it on to law enforcement officials, let them take it from there, and then began the proceedings to remove the teacher. So, I would assume the teacher and the superintendent have gone through the possibility of being set up. But Could it happen? I guess Larry's point is, yeah, it could happen. What's that?
Screaming bloody murder and after their neck.
Do you have one more point, Larry?
And the other point, why is it that it's always conservatives that have to compromise away their beliefs to the people that want to destroy this country?
That's a good question.
Call conservatives rip on conservatives that actually have some fight.
That's happening to Ted Cruz right now.
Over and play dead every time Obama and the Democrats whine.
Yeah, Ted Cruz is probably has more critics on the Republican side than he does on the Democratic side right now, which is unfortunate because Republicans are united in saying Obamacare is bad, not to be stopped, just the debating the best way to do it. Appreciate the call, Larry. Jim, when we come back, waiting to go. Mark, Jim's at Fargo. We'll have Mark's and Grand Fortune, others waiting right behind on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don't forget the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties having their annual meeting tomorrow, and I'm going to be out there broadcasting for our segment of the show from there. Brought to you in part by Missouri Valley Petroleum with locations in Bismarck, Mandan, Rugby, and Belfield. MVP is North Dakota's premier fuel and propane distributor, along with MBI Energy Services, which is located in Belfield, the industry leader in oil field services. Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And Jim, what do you want to weigh in? Jim from Fargo.
Hi, guys. Jim Casper calling here in Fargo.
Hey, Representative. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Say, Steve, I'm a little disappointed in your statement about the Senator Cruz and his reading of the Dr. Seuss. Do you know the context of what he was doing there?
In your opinion, what is the context?
Well, what he was doing is the first of all, you know that he's got about 23 hours that he has to talk, stay on his feet and talk continuously, otherwise he loses the opportunity. He was speaking directly to his two young children in Texas and reading them a good night story because he could not be there.
Yeah, so he reads them every night.
He took about 10 minutes to do that, and I think it showed the personal side of Senator Cruz, but the thing that's so important.
Let me also add Jim that he was having some fun with it. I mean, he said
certainly he was.
He talked about when Americans tried it, they discovered they didn't like green eggs and ham, and they don't like Obamacare either.
Absolutely,
they did
right.
not like so, Obamacare in a box with a fox in a house or with a mouse. It's not working. So he was having some fun with it. And
right.
By the way, this is a
score.
20 hours.
He'll have talked when the Senate convenes at 1 o'clock. He'll have talked almost 23 hours. And there were some interruptions where people asked him questions, which is part of the protocol. But he is doing a tremendous service to the people of our nation if they're watching by educating them about what Obamacare is all about. And he has made such distinct, clear points that it is unfortunate that every person in our country is not watching him, because I guarantee you the phones would never stop ringing if they were. This Obamacare is going to be the dragnet that tears down our nation's economy and our employers and our jobs. And what he's doing, and all the Republicans ought to be following suit, because this vote this afternoon, and they're going to have it, if the Republicans do not vote to stop cloture, they are voting for Obamacare. I don't care what they try to say. And I hope Senator Hovind and Senator Heitkamp are courageous enough to stand with Ted Cruz and vote to not allow Senator Reid to continue to fund Obamacare. That's what.
Don't hold your don't hold your breath. Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Heitkamp, sent out a campaign email this morning, calling it bickering. The subject was bickering, and talking about how all this bickering was preventing millions of people from finally getting quality, affordable health coverage, you know, fighting about whether or not the government ought to stay open. So, but appreciate your call, Jim. Thank you. And by the way, this is historic, too. One other thing I'd add, as of this point, this is the fourth longest Senate speech since 1900 that Ted Cruz is doing. Pretty amazing. Jim, appreciate the call. Tom Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, totally agree with what Jim Casper said about Obamacare. Ted Cruz will hopefully end up being a hero, an underappreciated hero. But the comment I want to make pertains to the teacher that got into trouble with the 15-year-old boy and the idea that she was an exotic dancer. The idea that shouldn't enter into the equation here. First of all, I cannot imagine that she would have applied for that job and had exotic dancer as part of her previous jobs. Boy, I would sure hope not. If she would, that would be even a bigger problem, I would think. But for people to think that the fact that somebody's been an exotic dancer and that should not hinder them in becoming a teacher is absolutely unbelievable. What type of person would be most likely to engage in that type of behavior? Somebody who was an exotic dancer or somebody who was not an exotic dancer? In a school the size of Bismarck, I would guess there were 20 to 40 applicants for that job. Maybe she obviously had some other qualities that might have attracted them to hiring her, you would think anyway. But the idea that you would say, well, there is absolutely no problem with this woman having been an exotic dancer and teaching a public school is absolutely unbelievable. This libertarian
that's like saying somebody that owns an AR-15 is going to go shoot up a movie theater. That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
No, saying that somebody that had that in their background, that was an exotic dancer, did what they did to get through school, is more apt to wind up being a sexual predator. That's like saying somebody that owns an AR-15 is going to go shoot up in a movie theater. You can't make that comparison.
Okay, Steve, I would bet you any amount of money you would want to bet that there is more of a likelihood that some... Hello?
No, you're there.
We're here. Tom, we heard you. I don't know what happened there, but Tom hung up on himself. Dina, and on Highway 2, you're next on What's on Your Mind. We're going to go quickly here because we're up against the break,
okay.
So we'll try and get
okay.
you in this.
Well, I'm glad that other guy's gone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Dina,
we
go
can,
ahead.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad that other guy's gone. But being an exotic dancer, I don't necessarily approve of, but who's she dancing in front of? Is she dancing in front of nobody? What about all the guys that are sitting there lusting after her and thinking dirty thoughts and probably doing dirty things in the place? And what are they doing afterwards? So shouldn't they be, if you're supposed to say you've been an exotic dancer because you're trying to get to school or whatever, like I say, I don't approve of being an exotic dancer, but why is it always the women? Why is it not the men? Who's watching that woman be the exotic dancer?
Well stated.
Men, that's who. That's
Dina,
who's watching them. So,
well stated, Dina.
You know, so I personally think you shouldn't have sex before marriage, and you shouldn't do exotic dancing. But I also think that the pervert men shouldn't be watching dirty magazines and going to the exotic dancing. So should we, you know, do a lie detector test and make sure that they haven't ever gone to an exotic dancing club? Or a place like that, it's just, you know, not right.
Yeah, let's see that on a let's see that on a resume, Dina. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Albert. Albert, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Albert, go ahead. Where are you calling from today?
I'm on the way out to my farm.
All righty.
By Garrison.
By Garrison. Okay,
and
what's on your mind today?
Well, the young Republicans are so afraid that Obamacare might be the same as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, electrifying the farms. Back when all of those laws were passed, the Republicans were the same as they are right now, trying to kill it. And why don't you let Obamacare make it or try it before you get so all fired up that it's no good? You don't even know what the heck you're talking about when you run it down constantly, and there's a lot of good programs that have been passed, and most of them have been passed by Democrats.
Well, Albert, there's some good pieces in there, Albert. I will say there are some good pieces, but in mass, I can't look at that piece of legislation. I can't look at that program and say that it's a good thing. Thanks
hey,
for
Albert,
your phone call. We're up
thanks
against break.
Thanks for giving us a different viewpoint. Appreciate those and welcome those always as well. Thanks. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Summer may be gone, but you know what? It's not too late to relax and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Here's your invite to come join my friends at Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Historic, unique, elegant, charming, all the warmth of a first-class resort venue. You're going to love it. My family does. They rave about it. Every time we go, we just have a fantastic time, and my wife and I relax. Unlike any other place on the planet. And here's a great deal for you. Chase on the Lake is offering you a chance to book one night in a two-bedroom, one-bath classic condo and get your second night free any Sunday through Thursday night in September or October. Another great reason to pack up and head for Chase on the Lake. And the condos are great, fully equipped, full kitchens with a nice granite countertop, stainless steel appliances, and all the amenities. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. This is a premier resort. You're going to love it. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for the great offer or call 888-242-7306.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
In
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with a Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies. And batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hennen. All opinions welcome. That's why we ask the question, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Appreciate the call from Albert, heading out to his farm in Garrison, making the case that, hey, this Obamacare is going to be just fine. Now, I don't happen to share that opinion, and a lot of folks don't, as we're seeing even on our Facebook page, talking about all the impacts of, hey, okay, because of Obamacare, I lost my coverage. I lost my coverage. No, how is that a good thing?
But and that's not the bill of goods that was sold.
There are people obviously that have a different viewpoint here. We have one listener who emailed a note here saying, Stacy said, many people who can't afford the $2,000 a month insurance because of pre-existing conditions, etc., now have a chance to get affordable health care. I doubt that you've really checked into how much it will help lots of people get insurance. Scott, you want to stay with the same old way of keeping sure that people that can't afford health don't have access to health care. Then you always tell people that call in who also want the unfortunate ones that cannot get health care that they are real patriots and give them a God bless you. Really? Is this what Jesus wants? People not having health care because they are poor? What religion are you? I'm Christian, and I'm so glad that my Christian God is not the same God that you have. Oof. Stacey, where to begin on that?
She brings up a good point, though. She does bring up a point, and the pre-existing condition is one of the things that needs to be overhauled, and that's one of the good pieces about this. There are several good pieces of this, but as a whole, in mass, this is not a good idea. As a whole, it's not.
The only other thing I would respond to is that when you say that people do not have access to health care, everyone has access to health care.
Whether or not it's affordable access, though.
Right. But in other words, they're not denied health care in the United States of America. You can get it, and the providers are obligated legally to give you health care. So it's there. I think the problem is, okay, an example. Who doesn't have insurance and why? Okay, so let's deal with the problem. Who's the underinsured and why? What we've done here is really go down a path of more government, bigger government, and getting people addicted to it. And it's not working. You're hearing people, the businesses that are not hiring because of it, not adding employees because of it, having to stop providing health insurance. I mean, when it's designed to fix the problem, it's making it worse. And that's from the individuals we're hearing from.
And you bring up a great point, Scott, because look how many horror stories are out there driving up insurance rates because somebody goes to the emergency room rather than their regular provider because it's quicker or more convenient.
When does more government make anything better? Rarely. And in healthcare, a prime example, I always say the Native American example is a prime one to say more and more government. Okay, in recognition of a problem, we took your land. Now we're going to provide some things for you. How's that worked out? Not very well. And that's just one example of many. Let's get back to some calls here. We're having some trouble. If we can take calls, I think we're having trouble getting our guests on, so we're going to take some calls while we're waiting here. Tom and Jamestown, who we got cut off from earlier, wanted to finish his point. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish my point as far as the teacher that had worked or supposedly had worked as a stripper. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. That'll come out. But if a teacher would have worked as a stripper, my point that I was trying to make was that you would not want to hire someone who has worked as a stripper. You would not want to hire someone. And that's why you have a screening process that you go through. That's why we do background checks. But you wouldn't want to hire someone who would have the potential to do the thing that she is accused of doing. And the likelihood that someone who works in that particular field would do something like that is much, much greater than somebody who doesn't work in that field. And that's the point that I was trying to make. I didn't hang up on, I thought you guys hung up on me. So,
oh, absolutely so not.
There was a click on the line, but we still heard you. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. And I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you. I just, you know, and they're doing background checks, so it might not be on the resume, but I would assume they would be able to find that information.
But to me, that's no different than, well, I'm going to open up a fine restaurant, so somebody that has, there was a garbage collector on their resume, gee, they must be dirty. Yeah.
Oh, give me a break, Steve. Give me a break, Steve. That's such a crazy example. We're talking about someone that is charged with teaching kids, in this case, a middle school gym teacher. Yeah, I mean, that's such an apples and oranges example.
There's no proclivity to being a sexual predator, whether you're an exotic dancer, whether you were a...
Probably true. Yeah, you're probably right.
It doesn't matter. The percentages are the same.
The point is... Is it something a school system should consider when they're hiring? I say yes. Tom says yes. You say no.
I say no.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I mean, and by the way, I'm not saying damn this woman to hell forever for the mistake she made or whatever. She made those choices. Some people do, and that's fine. The question is, should it preclude you from being in the classroom with kids? I think it should, because there's a judgment question there. That's all. Agree or disagree? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Joe in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
Say the last caller, Tom. I totally disagree with him. And Scott, I really disagree with you on this point, too, with the teacher. So what you're telling me, just because she was an exotic dancer, that she should be penalized for it now that the situation has happened. What about the state patrol that has had numerous tickets before he became a state patrol? Now he's out enforcing the law. What about the lawyer that had a restraining order against him and now is out beating the laws up? We're supposed to learn from them. Now that this has happened, we're going to tear her apart. Yeah, unfortunately, it happened. But with everything aside, if that ain't the end of the situation, I mean, this starts, you know, way beyond. I mean, there's more to this picture than what we can even possibly imagine or ever hear. And then... I have to agree with Steve on this 100%. Now to the Obama thing. We're seem to be forgetting about everything, about making it affordable to everybody. The people that make their bread and butter during the summer months up here, you know, what happens in the winter? You know, how are they going to be able to afford this? That's their time when they work their hind end off during the summer to make it through the winter. And, you know... The Native Americans have been exempt from this as well, along with the house and everybody making $170,000. And the guy that makes $40,000 a year and tries to survive the whole year, he ain't even going to be able to afford it. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joseph. My new favorite caller.
Brian, Richland County. And then we did connect up with our guest here, so we're going to bring our guest in too. Brian, Richland County, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys? Good show. A couple things, if I have time here real quick. Obamacare, and this is really in response to a couple callers ago here that said, everything's going to be okay. Yes, let's just, everything's fine. Well, we're, a week within, and they're just now releasing the details of the plan within a week, and you want a country to, you know, Steve, due diligence within a week, an entire country? There's going to be some confusion, but we can rely on the bureaucracy and the programs to help us out with that. But wait a minute, wasn't that Minshare that just came out that they're not even trained within a week to help us? How's that going to work? I think it's a dead horse. We all know it's a train wreck. And then really what gets me, and I hate being this way, but the financials of it, and I just looked last night, projected $1 trillion, so $2.6 trillion. to be paid off over 30 years. That's like me taking a home loan out for $100,000, but the note says it could be $260,000. That's disastrous.
Yeah, when you don't know the financials on something, it's like, well, it could be this or it could be that. Really? You want to go down that road? You can't do business that way. You can't do anything that way. So, Brian, thanks for the phone call.
Appreciate it very much. Oh, tell you what here, we've got our guest linked up, I believe, now from Nairobi, Kenya, which is not an easy thing to do. Dan, who has some connections to North Coast, spent some time here, actually is in Nairobi and has friends and associates that have lost loved ones in that awful slaughter at the mall, and we wanted to get a little sense of that awful ordeal there. Dan, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I'm online, Scott. Good to hear from you.
All right, good. We hooked up actually by Skype, so that's a better way to converse. I don't imagine that the phone lines are real top-notch in Kenya, right?
Well, actually not landlines, but actually our cell phone coverage is actually better than North Dakota. I'll tell you that much, except at my house.
How about that? Well, tell us about this. I saw a Facebook post of yours over the weekend before this was even national news and how it was unfolding. But set the scene for us. What when you first heard about this, what were your thoughts?
Well, it was actually quite shocking. Saturday, I was actually at a meeting with a visitor from the U.S. He happens to be a police officer. He was not here on official duty. He was just here on a mission trip. But we were talking about terrorism issues just in the country that have been unfolding over the last couple of years. And what we weren't realizing as we were sitting downtown Nairobi, even as we were talking about terrorism issues in general, just about 2 kilometers away, this incident is beginning to unfold. And it was about another hour and a half from there before I learned about it. But basically what happened in a mall, which it happens to be, we used to live right beside this mall and was where we did a lot of our shopping, grocery shopping and whatnot. So every picture that we see of the events are places that we've been hundreds of times. We heard that there's a shooting incident, but that was all that we heard. That initially there was no specific details. Just all of a sudden, you're hearing, stay away from Westgate Mall, there's a shooting incident. I mean, and, you know, normally if that happens, you're thinking it's a quick little something that's going to, you know, maybe pass quickly. But as the events started going, all of a sudden the reports started coming of the amount of, people being killed, the amount of people being injured, and then reports of multiple gunmen, you know, and even up to this point, numbers are still, a bit unclear. There's still a lot of information that's still not really available yet. And especially the last 2 days, information coming from the government has been a bit slow. And even journalists are, not getting the information that they normally would like. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions, but the essence of it is there's a terrorist group that's called Al-Shabaab.
We're losing our connection to Dan.
There's a little buffering with Skype, so that's
squeezing one call before the break here. Troy on Highway 200 wanted to weigh in. Troy, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the first thing I know. You're innocent until you're proven you're guilty, so we probably shouldn't be talking about the teacher. But in the same regard, if you're going to hire somebody, they better not hire a priest either, because there's a high percentage of them that are pedophiles as well. So you're picking on a part of society that shows up no matter what their profession was before. And then dealing with Senator Cruz, he shows a lot of character, and if you listen to him speak, the man should be the president, because the whole...
Thanks, Troy. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate the comment. We're up against the break here.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing, from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. It'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen, and this is What's on Your Mind. Scott, you had a response to the last caller before we hit the break, and sorry if we had to cut that caller off, but we were up against a hard break.
He had made a point about, to use your analogy of if someone has, you know, exotic dancing in the background, you wouldn't hire him to be a teacher, then you wouldn't hire a priest because they offend at such a high percentage level. It's actually not factually true, and one of those awful stereotypes that just pains,
like it's not
pains me
factually
as a true
Scott on an exotic dancer.
Can I finish my point?
Absolutely.
The point on priests is, again, it's an apples and oranges comparison in my view, but the percentage of priests that offend is literally 0.01%. Okay, actually, Protestant ministers offend at a higher level, and you never hear about that. But it's even that. Both Protestant ministers of any type offend at a far lesser percentage than the general public. Right?
It's an erroneous stereotype.
Yeah, it's terrible. And so I just didn't want to let that hang out there as a statement.
Just like exotic dancers are an erroneous stereotype.
Again, I'm not, we don't have time to go into this in any great detail. All I'm saying is it should be a factor in considering whether or not you hire a teacher. I do believe that it is. And that's where we disagree. I think schools have an obligation to make sure when they're hiring people that they know the background of these individuals and consider that. And if they were an exotic dancer, I think that's in my view, something that ought to be considered and not positively. When deciding whether or not to hire a teacher. So, anyway, a lot of viewpoints on that, and it won't end today. We do have Dan back, and we're only identifying Dan as Dan. He has North Dakota roots, now lives in Nairobi, Kenya, partly because of terrorist threats there. And I guess from that standpoint, you described the scene at that mall in Kenya where you live, and having been there many times, did it surprise you to know that a group would Al-Shabaab group would do what they did there, or is this commonplace?
Well, this level of attack is not common. There's been, over the last couple of years, as I said, I don't know what I was saying after I dropped, because I think I talked a long time after I was off without knowing. This level of attack is unprecedented. Little attacks that we've seen in different parts of the country, a little bit in Nairobi, but mostly other places, have been like small grenade attacks, or, there's been a couple significant attacks on churches that have been quite significant. But something to this level is essentially unprecedented. Where they can go into such a public place and take control of it for basically 4 days, and the level of carnage and just absolute cold-bloodedness. But on the one hand, no, it's not a surprise. On the other hand, yes, it's just that people could actually get to that level where they can do this and feel it's right and that they're doing it for right reasons is itself shocking.
Dan, Steve Bakken here. Did you directly know anybody that was a victim, or any families that had victims that were directly impacted?
Yeah, well, we know. One thing we were surprised is by how few people we knew in there. Typically, if I'm in that mall, I'll bump into three or four people typically that I do know. There weren't as many in there that I know as typical, but we know some families that were in there that left, some other missionaries that were, hid in the store for 5 hours before they were rescued. We do know, I can count four or five, people I know who lost direct, either family or, very close friends. In fact, as I mentioned, we used to live right near that mall, so I started thinking as soon as we knew about the event, who could might be there, and started calling two or three friends. I called an Indian lady that was our neighbor, and she's almost like part of our family, to see if she had been there, and she wasn't. She was actually at the store just across the street when it started, but when I called her, she was at the hospital because one of her best friend's daughters, a grown lady, pregnant, a very famous, well-known lady in the radio industry. She was a radio presenter, like yourself, and she's doing a promotion at the mall that day, but she was killed, one of the first ones that was killed, and she's a close friend of one of our friends. So there are definitely, some definite connections to a number of people, some that were lost, some injured. The injured list that we're still, hearing. There's a lot of indirect connections. People I know people, but close to home.
We have less than a minute left, Dan. But I do want to quickly ask you: there are reports that some of the individuals responsible were recruited out of the Minnesota Somali population. Is that well known there as well? That there is a connection to recruiting some of these terrorists from the Midwest?
Yeah, it has been stated, but it hasn't been verified yet. There's still a lot of information we're waiting to get out. As you may have heard, that due to the fire and the assault yesterday, three floors in the department store collapsed, there's public suspicion that some of the gunmen may have been inside the collapse. And it's expected as they begin clearing that the death toll, both civilian and gunmen, may be rising. But they haven't been forthcoming yet on identifying specifically who the individuals involved were. But there is a heavy speculation or reports about a Minnesota connection with one, possibly two of the involved.
Why are you safe, sir?
Yep. Dan from Nairobi, thanks, and Godspeed. Many prayers going out to you and the residents of Nairobi that went through this tragedy. Thanks for joining us today on What's in Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.